There's been a boisterous scene outside the U.S. Supreme Court this morning. Inside, arguments over the Affordable Care Act, President Obama's landmark health care law, started about an hour ago. Outside, NPR's Ari Shapiro has been talking with protesters and counter-protesters. And Ari, I loved one thing you tweeted earlier. The scene outside the Supreme Court can basically be summed up 2, 4, 6, 8. Find something that rhymes with 8. What's it look
like
there?
Yeah, that's basically it. Big crowds have been chanting for and against the law. Up until recently, they were...
This morning, anyway, far outnumber the opponents. They also seem to be more organized. Their signs are professionally printed. They have these chants. They're saying, we love Obamacare. 1, 2, 3, 4. Healthcare is what we're fighting for. The ACA is here to stay. That's the Affordable Care Act. There are union groups, associations of doctors and nurses. The National Organization of Women is here. They're marching in a circle, and, you know, they've been going for a few hours. They say they're going to be here all 3 days of the argument.
Well, Ari, I know we're having a little bit of trouble with your line. I can still hear you, though. What, tell us about the group of protesters who are opposing the law.
Well, there's not quite as many of them, as I mentioned.
Say Tea Party patriots. There are American flags. They're holding a Don't Tread on Me flag. Their signs are handmade. One says, Obamacare, nice smile, teeth of iron, forced to buy. Another one of their signs says, unlawful, lacks consent of the governed. When the law's supporters chant, we love Obamacare, the opponents chant, we love the Constitution. One very high-profile opponent of the law is going to be here a little later. Rick Santorum has announced that he's going to show up here on the steps of the courthouse at about 12:20, just after the day's arguments have concluded, and he'll be campaigning. You can expect that he will not only talk about what he dislikes about President Obama's law, but also compare it to Mitt Romney's health care law that was passed in Massachusetts, which bears some similarity to the national model.
A presidential candidate showing up will certainly add something to the scene. Well, Ari, finally, tell us about the people who have been waiting in line to get into the building.
Well, there are two groups of them. One started lining up Friday morning to get the 60 or so seats that let people stay as long as they want in the arguments. Many of the people in that line for days were paid to actually hold places for people who showed up at the last minute to claim their seats. Others came camped out themselves. And then there's a second line of people waiting to get one of these seats where you sit for 3 to 5 minutes. I talked to a couple of them, some supporters, some opponents, but all just really wanted to be part of what they see as a historic moment that will be remembered for decades, this landmark argument today.
All right. It's NPR's Ari Shapiro, who is outside the U.S. Supreme Court. Thanks, Ari.
Good to talk to you, Dave.